It was a situation I was in, but it was also a film. It was a film by Bob Dylan. When it wasn't his first, it was at least his second, maybe third or fourth. And it was the end of the film. But in the situation, I was one of two people, and we were on the run. Someone had been pursuing us and a few other people, and we were the last two left, and we were on a train going through really beautiful mountainous scenery, huge hills on it. They became smaller later on. We had to jump off the train as it came around a bend and bounced down a slope. And this is where the landscape became smaller, the hills became more manageable, more like the Lake District, rather than some vast landscape. And so we jumped out and we bounced and rolled down this slope, and this was where it switched to film. Because my perspective changed from going down this hill to bouncing up, and the viewpoint attaching itself to a bird, which in the film I identified as a merlin, even though I couldn't tell you what a merlin looks like. I just took off from a branch, and this happened once. I ran the sequence through three times. This happened the first two times, but the second time I missed. And if you ran the sequence through correctly, your viewpoint landed on the merlin, flew down the slope, it picked something up, climbed back up, and then landed, and your viewpoint went kind of into a barn, and then through. I did it the first couple of times. The other time I missed it and went slightly to the side of the barn. And as I was rolling past it, coming to a halt, there was a woman there, standing just inside the barn. It was really emotional and happy to see me. But it felt dangerous. And we met, and it was emotional, and we talked as we stood there on this hillside in what I knew at that point was autumn, although it looked more like spring, summer. And I was telling him, like, my criticism of the film was the same as my criticism of some of the other songs, that it was just vaporous. It was striving for meaning but never achieving it.